beware. Contains very offensive language right from the start and throughout, and adult themes.
Previously on Dubious Intent Plus.
But I don't feel like that's what people tune in to listen to me, to listen to some performance. Just want to tell you about some things that have been happening, some realizations. So I am without my cast. Hooray for that. I had it for a total of 6 weeks. And it's funny how quickly you can allow yourself to be in this new reality, right? So it's like, oh, I guess I have this big hunk of fiberglass on my arm now, and how do I deal with it? Which I think is the healthiest way you can do it. I mean, some people apparently fight it the whole time. Like,
the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Creepy Cats. When you're trying to record a podcast and, you know, concentrate on several different things at once, it always helps to have a cat staring at you like a creepy little fucking cat. Check them out at creepycats.com, and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for a... I don't know. I need a thesaurus. Welcome to DI Plus. I'm Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the creepy cat-free state of Arkansas. That's a tongue twister. By the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Oh, Daniel, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome for asking.
It's a very weird night.
Why? What's so weird about
it? Yeah, it's
tonight?
Just weird. It's weird. And Toppy Smelly's here. Toppy Smelly's always in bed by this point
well,
in time.
No. Toppy Smelly is always here for the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then he goes, oh, I can't do a fake yawn. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is getting late. This old man has to go to bed. Good night, everyone.
And then he leaves before he can read anyone saying back, like, we love you. So I feel bad because every time he leaves the chat room, he just disappears. Poof. He doesn't get to read the thousands of messages of adoration that come right after he leaves. If he would have just hung around like a second longer, he would have read them.
That's true. Or maybe people say really bad things about him. He will never know because he doesn't stay around.
You know, Adam, it is 9:12 on a Sunday evening, and that, of course, can mean only one thing. We are streaming live on Pride48.com in front of the world's most merry chat room. See, I say that because it's our Christmas show. See, it's like our merry chat room.
Did you know?
Adam, who is joining us this evening?
We have Auntie Vera Charles, Cyclone, I see Greg.
That's inappropriate conversations, Greg.
Signal Light. So that would be Alton, I think.
Yes, Alton is Signal Light, yes.
Hey,
hi.
Or Alden.
Alden.
Hi, Alden. Why do I call him Alton? I like Alton Brown. Alden, sorry.
Yes.
Hi, Alden. Then we've got Mib, we've got Sterling, we've got Toppy Smelly, we've got Gary MC, and Lamont Cranstonite.
And Lamont Cranston as the Beaver.
Right.
So, wow. It's just so weird right now. I know that this goes back.
I think you're in an Xbox funk.
No.
A haze.
No, this is what I'm saying, Adam. It's so weird because I didn't put this on Trello, by the way, but it's like it hasn't felt like Christmas. It has not felt like Christmas here in the Northeast because it's been like a record heat wave. It's been really warm here in the Northeast. I bought myself some early Christmas presents, and part of them were some sweaters, and I haven't really been able to wear any of those sweaters because they're wool, and it hasn't been cold enough to wear wool sweaters yet. So it's just been really weird. But let me tell you, Adam, this weekend, starting like Friday evening, got really cold.
Yeah.
got some light overnight flurries going through. It's been really chilly all weekend long. Of course, I've been inside all weekend long, but I was looking forward to going outside tomorrow and feeling all cold and everything. No, it's going to be like 60 tomorrow. It's like, it was just, this cold front was just in this time that I could, you know, not leave the house. I mean, I could have left the house. I'm lazy and I don't leave the house.
We have a high pressure front coming in and you'll see some
so what I'm trying to tell you, no, you don't understand. It hasn't felt like Christmas. But this weekend, it's felt like Christmas. It's been a lovely, you know, now finally a week away. It's been a lovely, I went ahead. I gave myself my presents. I was very excited. I was very happy that I was very excited because, you know, that's always, even though I saw the stuff. Yeah. Even though I saw the stuff on my wish list, I was always like in the back of my head, like, will I like that? Will I, you know, is that something I'd really like? But it was, all the things that I got today, are things that are, and then two more items have yet to arrive. Two more items are arriving this week.
Now, do you wrap them for yourself and then
I don't spring for the Amazon gift wrapping. I just don't because, you know, save the planet, Adam. Save the planet.
Now, I don't know if we've discussed this. Do you have a tree?
I am surrounded by trees, Adam. I overlook a forest. I am surrounded by trees.
In your apartment.
In my apartment.
Do you have a Christmas tree?
I do not.
Did you decorate a tree?
I did not.
Well, that's why it doesn't feel like Christmas.
Well, in fairness, I lost the tree in the divorce and I was too busy buying
custody of the tree.
I was just too busy buying, presents for myself to, I don't want to buy myself a tree.
We put up a tree. I think I posted it on Instagram and Facebook.
I did. I saw that. It was very, it's very tree looking.
And, the thing I have realized about myself is I tend to decorate the tree exactly the same every year. So I looked back at a photo that I had done 3 or 4 years ago, and the tree looked identical. Like, you wouldn't even know.
So why not do that? Next year, just do that. Just repost those pictures.
Well, I mean, we're going to have a tree because, you know, you can't not have a tree. Well, you can.
But obviously,
you have proven that you can go through. But there you go. You don't feel like it's Christmas.
But not
because
of that. Because
you don't have a tree.
No, not because of that. And honestly, when I had a tree, it was, you know, I had to be really careful about it because the cats would get up in it and stuff. So it's one of those things. Anyway, here's the thing. I'm perfectly happy with there not being a tree. That's fine. That's not a trigger point for me. But it's, you know, I went into New York City with my nephew and everything. And, you know, Christmas, New York City is like one of those cities that just like oozes Christmas, right? It's like it's supposed to be where Christmas is born, right? It's like supposed to be, you know, the tree at Rockefeller Center and the, you know, the Macy's and Santa at Macy's and homeless people dressed like Santa. And it's the city oozy, like the ice skating rink at Bryant Park. And it just didn't feel that way because it was so warm. And so now, Adam, officially.
Okay. I just want to make you are from Florida.
I am.
Okay. So there are many people throughout the world that live in places like Florida that don't get cold.
I know. And that was one of the things when I moved up here, I was just so, then I associated it with cold because when you're growing up, when you see all these Christmas specials and you see all the Christmas pictures and you get all the Christmas cards, they all have like gorgeous winter scenes on them. They don't have like palm trees and stuff. Well, now they do, but they didn't growing up. Right. Speaking of which, I am so glad I just said that because I have like a stack of Christmas cards that I've gotten that I need to say thank you to people for. So I got to go grab that really. It's in the other room. Cover for me for just a second.
Well, I just want to say, I think we need to stop being, it's not racist, but weatherist. Like Christmas, it can be Christmas no matter whether it's 85 degrees, whether it's 5 below 0, whether you have polar bears walking around outside, or whether you have alligators in your backyard. I would argue that all of those, you know, in Australia, Christmas is at the same time of year, as far as I know. They do celebrate. I'm pretty sure that everyone celebrates Christmas at the same time.
No, they don't. No, in Australia doesn't celebrate Christmas at this time of year. They celebrate Christmas in July. Haven't you ever heard of the Christmas in July? That's where it comes from.
No. That's where that comes from, Adam.
That comes from our friends in the other hemisphere who, celebrate things 6 months after us.
So, you know, and what about, think about Pod as my co-pilot. They get all excited. Taylor goes out. He drives around with his partner, with his fiance, and they look at lights, and he has too many coffees and needs to poop and then has to rush back home, you know, and it's not cold there. I guarantee.
Out of these four Christmas cards that I got, three of them have winter scenes on it. Three of them have winter scenes. Only the one sent by Ed and Mark doesn't have a winter scene.
So here's something I would like to say. Look, I love our listeners, but I always say that everyone likes you better and that you're the real, you know, host of the show.
Yes.
It proves it because you're the one that gets birthday presents from listeners. You get Christmas presents from listeners and you get Christmas cards from listeners. I get none of those things.
You don't ask for them as shamelessly as I do.
Well, maybe not. But anyway, I mean, I don't want to make any listener feel guilty.
I don't, you know what? I don't even, here, Adam, I'll show, I, you know, I'm not going to do like Fatty and post them, you know, on the blog or whatever. But look, it's a lovely little cartoon winter scene. A bunch of little cartoon animals all ice skating around. You see that?
I see that.
Yeah. This is so nice. It says, Happy Holidays, love Chewy. So that was, very nice of them.
It says Chewy.com.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the place I buy my cat food from. But look, they sent me a Christmas card.
Oh,
Adam.
That was your cat food?
They sent me this lovely Christmas card. Thank you, Chewy. Thank you so much.
Wow, they wrote a letter. I mean, is that like a...
Yeah, it's the handwriting font. The O's are all identical. You can tell how much they spend on making it look like fake writing if they use that font that has the randomization in it.
Right.
Chewy doesn't care. Chewy doesn't care.
I get those letters from AT&T UVerse all the time. They're trying to get me to come back. And so they put it in. It actually looks like cards. The size of the envelope is a Christmas card or something. And, you know, they have that handwriting font, like you said. Adam, we've missed you so much. Here's what's happening over here at UVerse. You know, that sort of thing.
So this is a lovely card that I got from Mark and Ed from It's All About Meh podcast. Thank you, Mark and Ed. I noticed that Curtis did not sign it. So I guess I'm...
Now, did you request a card from them? Did they do a thing where they said... Because
I don't want to spoil it or anything, Adam. It'll just say you listen. If you listen to their show this week, their Christmas show, you'll understand.
Okay. Well, I don't recall them saying, hey, everyone, send your address if you want a card from It's All About Me, but I'm behind
Here's a lovely one that I got with a little winter skating and everything in a hot, it's got a Chubbs Gone Wild logo on the inside. I bet you'll never guess who that's from.
Is it from Secretly Timid?
Yes, it is. It's from Secretly Timid Tim.
Yeah, he's eaten a little bit more since last.
Yeah, Secretly Timid John, who has sent me a card via... Matt Burlingame. So thank you, Matt Burlingame.
And Lamont Cranston in the chat room says I should send everyone my address and that I'll get swag. If you email contact@dubiousintent.com and ask for my address, I would be happy to give you my address. You know, I've been thinking a lot of these podcasts have P.O. boxes. And the only reason I think that you and I really have never done that is because we live in two different places. So we'd have to have the P.O. box either here or there, and then...
Well, it's not even that, but it's just we both live... you don't. You're in a rental house. But it's like I live in an apartment complex, so it's like even if my address got out there, it's not like there's so many locks between me and the outside. Here, look. This is a insert for the last Christmas card.
Oh, from the Robs.
It came from the Robs. This is their little photo year in review, which I heard Vera talking about on her show the other day. But look, I got a lovely, this is not a handwriting font that they used. This is actual handwriting from the Robs right there.
Wow. Well,
thank you. Thank you, Robs. And apparently they sent me a Christmas present also that has not arrived yet, but I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, well, I got a card from Mike Lawson. That was it.
I heard that. Yes, I also heard on his show that he has like 200 random people that he sends out Christmas cards to.
On where? On Catching Up?
Mm-hmm.
Caught Up on Catching Up. I didn't hear that or I chose to ignore it. Well, he's never sent me one before and he sent me one this year. And I do not have my address posted anywhere. So he had to have gone to some trouble to ask someone for my address.
Wow.
And I don't even know who it was he asked because I don't know who has my address. Because Joe Batance did not have my address as far as I know.
Joe Batance doesn't. You could have probably just given him your address at some point.
I could have. But anyway, so, well, speaking of Christmas cards.
Yes.
You know,
did
I'm
you get
really
Christmas
happy
cards
for
at?
You.
Did you get Christmas cards at your, did you need to thank anyone for sending you Christmas
no,
cards?
No, I did not. Mike Lawson.
Well, there you go. So thank you, Mike Lawson, for sending
Well, I thanked him last week.
Oh okay.
But what I was going to talk about, I am going to talk about Christmas cards, but I'm not going to talk about Christmas cards that I received. I'm going to talk about Christmas cards that I sent.
You know what, Adam? You're a giver. You're a giver, Adam.
I guess so.
Yeah, you're a giver.
So I put out I realized it was last minute and I said, hey, I would like to send out some Christmas cards. So if anyone wants any Christmas cards, please email right away and you know, by Wednesday. So it was kind of like one of those It's All About Me contests where you have to do something by a very specific day. So I apologize to everyone. because I'm sure some of you listened and it was already past the time, you know, that I said to give me your address. So you're like, he's probably already mailed them, so I'm not going to send them in, you know. So I apologize because I don't want us to be like it's all about me. But
wow,
I did get a few requests. And so I decided I'm a last minute kind of guy. So I'm sure really? There are lots of really nice like websites you can go to or print shops or anything like that and get Christmas cards, you know, get really nice. You know, a lot of Mark's Filipino friends actually will have either a photographer or they'll get someone that has a really good camera and the whole family will go out and they'll dress in the same color.
Who's a mercy killing? Yes. Hello. How can I help you today?
Rene. What's his name? Celine Dion's husband. Dead. Yeah. Did he die? You guys. That's so sad.
Did he? Did he die, Adam?
No.
So sorry, Kathy Bacon.
Look, I Googled and I looked all over the place today online. I looked at his Wikipedia page. I looked for news stories. I looked everything. And he is dying.
But he's not dead.
But at least if he is, no one knows.
I'm not dead.
Yeah.
Celine Dion.
So all the news stories are just talking about how Celine Dion, you know, finished for the year at her residency at Caesar's Palace or wherever she's at. Mm-hmm. And she was going home to spend, you know, her husband's last few whatever weeks or something with him. And that she's been a trooper, you know. Because evidently he's been dealing with his issue for a while.
I think I can tell you what happened.
What?
Celine Dion one day ago had a news story. It was Celine Dion's last Christmas with dying husband.
Yeah, maybe that's it. But
she's basically promoting this as her last Christmas with her husband. So you'll buy her album.
And, I don't know. Is that going to be the name of her next album? Last Christmas.
My last
with
Christmas.
Or something?
Buy my album. But my heart will go on. Anyway, so yeah. I'm so sorry, Adam. So you, I did not mean to interrupt your story. So you, I think when we left you, you had,
there are ways that you can go about it. So what I was saying is some of the Filipino friends, they do all this elaborate stuff where they'll go out, like one of the families were in Hawaii. They had a vacation in Hawaii. So they all wore all white one day and went out to the beach. They're all wearing solid white.
I hate those people.
And they have all these photos taken of them, you know, hanging off of a tree, you know, building sandcastles, you know, doing all this stuff. But
like
they're
the
all
most
wearing white.
Staged, fakey looking, like, look at me building the snow castle.
And,
or sandcastle.
And then they, you know, they put a collage of those on their Christmas cards. So, you know, a lot of people, I'm a last minute sort of person. So
right.
I went to one of these stores that has a kiosk.
Yes.
Where it has a computer sitting there and you, you know, you put in an SD card or whatever.
Most kiosks nowadays are computer powered. Yes.
I didn't even have an SD card. I was like, oh,
not like the old days. Put the little roll of film in there and a little midget would take it and do whatever he did.
I was like, oh, all I have is photos on my phone. So I look and nowadays the kiosks will wirelessly connect to your Android phone as well.
Yes.
Also your iPhone.
Right.
And they will suck the photos off whichever ones you want.
Wow, that's...
And you can, you know, you can position them and all that. And it's like 1 hour photo, you know, a 1 hour photo thing where you just say, okay, I want 15 of these and, you know, print them out. So I did that. And I didn't tell you this, although I think you probably surmised it because I asked you if there was a photo with you and I and Mark.
And what was my immediate react answer? My immediate answer was...
Well, you emailed me one from Pride 48.
No, but my immediate answer to you was Amy Coles. Go to the Amy Coles. Because I remember in Vegas, you know, there's all those pictures that we all took in front of the Step and Repeat in that room. Yeah, they're all there on Amy Coles' Flickr site. And so I was just saying, look, we had a professional photographer take the picture of the three of us. That is almost Korean worthy right there, Adam. That's like you can just... Now Mittens can tell his friends. He's like, yeah, my boyfriend had like a whole Step and Repeat made in Vegas and we had a professional photographer like take our pictures, you know, there in Vegas.
So
all
you
of which
emailed
is true.
That to me.
All of which
so
is
you,
true.
So you emailed that to me.
Yes.
And I decided to make a DI Plus Christmas card.
Without my consent. Didn't even ask me if I wanted to be on the Christmas card. You just assumed that I, an atheist, would be okay with that.
Yeah, you're fine with it. It was Santa Claus on the card.
Yeah, you're right. I'm okay with it.
I think I know you well enough. I did, you know, after I printed them out, I thought, wonder if Daniel didn't want to be on. But I thought, nah, he's fine with it.
I'm fine.
And I even, you know what? I even picked a card, sans Jesus.
You know, we do have that artwork that Larry Queen made with me as Santa and you as an elf. You know,
that's true, but I wanted to do a car. I want to do a photo, you know. And so anyway, so I did that and I sent it out to the ones who asked, but then that wasn't enough. It just wasn't worth my while to go and spend all that time putting together, you know, a card and everything and printing it out and stuffing envelopes and all that just to do like a few people. So I decided I would ask I may have not gotten all the podcasts. So if you're a podcaster, what I did is I went to the page and I tried to pick podcasts that have P.O. boxes listed.
So you went to the pride48.com/shows where you could see all of the Pride 48 shows that links directly to their websites. And you just went down the row to see if they had a P.O. box listed on their webpage.
Correct. And I'm not going to say I got all of those, but I got, you know, the ones that I feel.
Why do I just picture like that scene out of, what was that movie with Michael Cera in it? What was that movie? What's it called? It was based off of a cartoon. It was, right on the tip of my tongue. Michael Cera was the lead guy that he was in it.
I don't know.
Oh, killing me. Chat room, help me. It's, why can't I think of his name? Anyway. Never mind. Go.
I don't know. Anyway, so Mark helped me. And I had to email some folks because, like, for instance, I know Big Fatty had a P.O. box at one point, but when I went to his website, there was no P.O. box on the website. And I realized.
Yeah, he got rid of
that
his
now
PO
that
box.
He moved.
Yeah, if you listen to his show, you'd know.
I do listen to his show.
Scott Pilgrim, by the way, thank you, God. So it's like that scene in Scott Pilgrim where he like ordered something on Amazon and then went and sat cross-legged in front of the door waiting for it to arrive. In my mind, when you say like, now podcasters, I sent you out of, they all scrambled. They all scrambled for their P.O. boxes and they're all just sitting there waiting for your card to arrive.
Yeah. So, so
that's
the
all
other
I
thing...
get. That's all I get is a yeah. After like having to look up Michael Cera's IMDb page and figure out what movie that was. That's all I get is a yeah.
You pick things that I know. I don't even know who Michael Cera is. I mean, like if I looked him up, I'm sure I recognize the name.
He's the awkward kid in Arrested Development.
I don't watch Arrested Development.
He was the lead in Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
I've never seen that. It looks like he was in Freaks and Geeks. I've never seen that either.
He was in Juno. He was the one that he was.
I've not seen that either.
He was in Superbad.
Haven't seen that.
All right, fine.
Anyway, I recognize what I see a photo of him in Google and I don't think I've seen anything that he's in. So, Mark helped me, write the addresses on the envelopes. I wrote a personal message for each person.
Wow. Did you use that special font like the Robs did?
No, I wrote it by hand, which I apologize, everyone.
Yeah, the wink, wink, wrote it by hand, wink, wink.
Because no, my handwriting is horrible. So you probably won't be able to read it. I wanted that personal touch.
No, his handwriting is so horrible. It looks like dot matrix printer. And so it looks like it came off of a 1992 dot matrix printer.
So then I went to the USPS website.
The only thing that would print through the carbon.
And it said, you have until December 21st.
Yes.
If you send everything first class.
Yes.
It will get there. I was like, great. So I'll go on Friday because that's the 18th. So I went on Friday and I went to, I waited till Wednesday and then I had to get them printed out, which was on Thursday. And then I had to take them home that night
and don't forget to get them notarized.
So I go to I didn't go to the post office because it wasn't open early enough. So I went to one of these print shop / we will mail things for you places. He goes, oh, no. He said the post office has been behind since like November. And I'm like, but on their website, it says if I mail it by Monday.
And he, a postal employee, looked you dead in the eye and went, what's a website?
No. And he's like, yeah, I know what it says. He's like, but I'm just telling you that we've had lots of customers see delays in the mail. So I just didn't want you to. And I'm like, well,
the U.S. Postal Service brought to you by XPO Logistics.
And I'm like, well, is there any other way we can get them there before Christmas?
Oh, yeah. Use FedEx.
He says the only other way is FedEx.
Wow. Daniel. He actually sent you to FedEx, huh?
No, I didn't do FedEx because let me tell you, Daniel.
Yeah.
I said, okay. He said, and FedEx would be way expensive. And I'm like, I was thinking, oh, maybe $4 or $5 per letter, maybe $3. You know, I was thinking something reasonable. I said, okay, just give me an estimate. So he takes one of the envelopes. He weighs it. He goes through all this stuff. He says, $17.
Wow.
$17 per letter.
Wait, 17 a piece?
17 a piece guarantee they would get there before Christmas.
So, well, you make well over $100,000 a year. So I'm sure sprung for
that. I did not do that.
These are listeners of the show, Adam. I'm sure that you sprung for them to.
I think they will love the cards even if they get them after Christmas. So I made a decision to go with first class.
Wow.
Which is more than the regular stamp.
That's right. Yeah, it's not a bulk. This is not a bulk sorted, pre-sorted stamp.
No.
This is Adam Burns' 50-cent stamp.
So I was there for like half an hour to 45 minutes. Each one of them weighed them, printed out the stamp, you know, did whatever. But it was a lot less than $17 per. So we'll see.
And Lamont Cranston, by the way, said he was walking behind an XPO delivery guy on Third Avenue the other day, and he was going to kick him in the shin for me. Thank you, Lamont Cranston. And I'm sure, Adam, I'm sure he would do the same for you. It's like he would kick someone in the shin for you.
So if you emailed me, you were getting a card.
Yay.
If it comes in late, I apologize. And some of the podcasts that we listen to, we love and listen to, will also be getting cards. So you can all be looking for those in your mail. And if I'm lucky, they'll get there before Christmas.
I didn't send any cards.
Well, a lot of shows do it. So I thought, you know, what the hell?
And it's not that I don't love everyone. It's just, it's a card. It's 2015. What are we going to do with cards, Adam?
People put them on their Christmas trees, and that wouldn't help you because you don't have a Christmas tree. Podcasters hold them up in front of the camera for their co-host to brag about how they got cards and their co-host didn't.
Oh my God. It was an industrial card from a pet delivery company.
No, you had more than that. You had three
others.
And one
from the Robs, one from Matt Burlingame, and one from Ed. And Ed and Mark were thanking me for doing something for them, which if you listen to their latest show, you'll hear. I did.
Did they send you some kind of gift card?
No, they didn't. They did not send me a gift card at all. They sent me a Christmas ornament. And a lovely Christmas card.
Was it painted by Gus Chad?
It was not. It was a Perry the Platt. Oh my God, Adam! Will you just stop? Stop with this horrible, divisive, whatever, Adam. You've gotten. Look at that entire thing behind you. It's filled with gifts. I know that you're lying. I know that people send you gifts all the time.
Right? Yes, they do. Anyway, moving on. That was the so some of you may be getting Christmas cards, and you know maybe I'll start doing that every year for DI Plus. I'll just take that on myself.
No, I'm going to tell you, I jokingly said that we should do a Secret Santa with Pride 48.
And we can still do Christmas
cards. Matt Burlingame jumped on that shit, and he was just like, I nominate myself to do this in 2016. So next year for Christmas, we're going to have a Pride 48 Secret Santa something where you'll be able to, just kind of like the Secret Santa on Reddit or whatever, like you'll be able to just like throw your name, you know, your details in, whatever, and then you'll get randomly matched up with other people.
All right.
It'll be great. And then you can do things.
Yeah, let's make it random and not that you can select your own because no one will select me. And I'll be the only person that won't get a gift. And everyone will go, Adam, we all love you. And we just assumed someone else was going to select you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You were a new kind of crazy. Anyway, Adam.
Yes.
Do we have that thing? Because didn't I skip over something last time because there wasn't something somewhere where there
We're not done with discussion topics. I have two things in there.
Oh, okay.
There.
I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
But you didn't put anything in the Trello, so I don't know if you had anything else.
I had you know what? This week, everyone is going crazy this week because next week, because this coming week is like the week of Christmas. So it's like everybody was just trying to get. So I basically woke up, went to work, worked all day long, turned around, came home, watched my new TV that I gave myself for Christmas and, you know, fell asleep. It's like, I did nothing this week. I watched my new TV.
Well, Mark and I went to St. Louis and he went with me because he wanted to go to the outlet mall. And he's already gotten all of his.
Oh, how far away is St. Louis from you?
It's 5 hours.
So there's no outlet mall between you and St. Louis?
Well, there are, but I was already going to St. Louis because I go once a month and he goes with me about every other trip.
Okay.
So he, since there was a big outlet mall in St. Louis, he decided since we were going, he wanted to go to the outlet mall. Yeah. So so we could time it right and everything and be there right at the opening of the mall, we decided to go the night before and get a room and spend the night.
Get a room!
And he loves any hotel with a free breakfast.
And slippers.
So, yeah. So, and we didn't want to do anything fancy, so he just went on Priceline and like picked, you know, a 2-star. It was a Comfort Inn. So nothing fancy at all. And so
ironically, it had better internet than your house.
Did I break up again?
You did, but it's fine. It's fine. Go ahead.
Do you have to call that out every time?
No, just, it's just funny that you... anyway, I'm sorry.
So anyway, we stayed in a Comfort Inn, and then we went... I dropped him off, and I did my appointment, and he went and did some shopping. And then I go back to pick him up, and I had a couple of things I was going to pick up, but I said, you know, he had a birthday party last night, and I said, it doesn't matter. I don't have to get those things. I can go on Amazon. I can go to the mall at home. No big deal. Don't worry about it. He's like, oh, no, don't worry about it. He said, I can be late for the birthday party. No big deal. So he's like, come on, you know, do whatever. So I come in. He shows me this one thing that he had thought would be cute for one of my nephews. And so I purchased that. And then I said, you know, what do we want to do for food? Because do we want to eat in the car? Because he hates eating in the car. But we were going to be in a time crunch because he needed to get to this birthday party.
Did the room have a microwave?
The room had a, no, it had a, it did have a fridge.
But not a microwave. So I was going to say, you could have had a microwave burrito, but you know.
No, we'd already checked out. We're done with the room. The room's gone.
I guess you could still buy the burrito at the gas station and then use their microwave there.
They do. Yeah, they do have microwaves.
Yeah, they don't even have numbers on them. They just have like products.
Burrito.
Yeah. You laugh at me, but it's true.
You use the burrito setting.
You use the big burrito setting if you buy the big one.
That's probably provided by the burrito company. The microwave is probably provided by the burrito company, and they, you know, they want you to be able to cook their food. Anyway, so I said, I was going to go to the Disney store. I said, but you know, I said, let's get food.
You know, Joe Batanz threatened to not even be friends with me because I like those microwave burritos. I'm so sorry, Adam. I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
It's fine. You know, I used to like those as well, but no one would be surprised about that. Another thing about me is...
because they don't have crispy lettuce in them.
Another thing about my food taste is I'm not a huge fan of pizza.
Yes.
Of like, you know, good pizza. Mm-hmm. But I love those little like Tostino.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like I love those, but I don't enjoy as much like the real pizza. I will eat it now. When I was a kid, I wouldn't eat pizza at all, except for those like microwave or in the oven Tostino kind of pizzas. Mm-hmm. And it was so bad. I didn't even want the Tostinos. I wanted the generic grocery store brand.
So do you like the Totino's pizza rolls?
I don't think I like the rolls, but I do like the pizza.
Because you know, a noted foodie and podcaster, Auntie Vera Charles, loves Totino's pizza roll.
They're not bad. I wouldn't say they're bad. Another thing I like that I told Auntie Vera about is I like Chef Boyardee raviolis. He was saying the other day that he really liked the SpaghettiOs or whatever.
Yeah.
I really like the raviolis.
Okay.
But anyway, so I was like, you know what? He said, yeah, let's eat in the car because we're going to have a lot of time. I'm like, well, they have a food court in this mall. So I said, let's just get food here. And so we went in there, we got the food, we started out, and I was like, he's like, are you going to go to the Disney store? And I was like, no, because we got food. And he's like, well, you can still go. I'm like, no. Seriously, I don't have to go to the Disney store. Don't worry about it. So we get back to the car and he like is not talking to me. He's like frustrated. He's irritated. He's like not talking to me. And I'm like, yeah. What's wrong?
He wanted to go to the Disney store.
I just, I was rushed. You hurried me and I don't like plans to change. And I'm like, what changed? And he's like, you were going to go to the Disney store? I'm like, oh my God, seriously?
So this is like an OCD thing. Had you just walked into the Disney store and said like, you know what? No, I have changed my mind. But at least you went. Would that clear him? Is it like when the purple man makes a suggestion and then you just have to like eventually do the thing like, you know, like put that bullet in your head. And like she's sitting there like pounding on her forehead with the bullet. And then, you know, is it like that? Is Mittens like the purple man is what I'm asking you?
Well, he doesn't like plans to change. And the funnier thing is, I was doing all that so that he would get to his party faster. You know, I wasn't doing it for me.
This is just like that story where like you cut your hair to buy him the chain for his watch and he sold his pocket watch so that he could buy you the beret for your hair.
Whatever.
It's a Christmas song.
So no. So then we get in the car and we start driving and apparently this outlet mall.
It's closed.
Only has... Well, no. We're done at the outlet mall. We're going to be going
home. No, I can just see his head explode. No, we were supposed to go to the outlet mall.
No. We're done at the outlet mall. We're on our way home because I'm trying to get him home for his party.
Yes.
We get in the line of traffic in the mall, like inside the mall parking lot road.
Right.
And we're trying to get to the road, like the main road to leave.
Yes.
From the parking lot.
Right.
It took us... An hour to get from our parking space.
You, guys, you don't understand this. You, to the
folks in the chat room, of the outlet mall.
The folks in the chat room understand this because they just experienced it. For those of you who are home at home that are listening to this, there was like a 4-minute pause between those words that you just said. It's like now the algorithm has already cut down the silences to like, you know, nothing.
Well, I had to kind of give you an idea of how long.
It was like, literally, it was like 2 and then like 3 minutes, hour, and then like 3 minutes long.
It took us an hour to get out of the parking lot. That's all I'm saying. And if he wasn't stressed before, you know, wow. 30 minutes in, he hates to wait and he hates to be in line.
He hates for change.
And so it took us an hour to get out of the parking lot. So here's what I did. I put on my headphones and I turned on a podcast.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, because he gets quiet and doesn't want to talk when he's stressed out.
He could have enjoyed the podcast. Maybe it would have cheered him up. What was it? What show was it?
I don't remember what I was listening to at that exact moment. I listened to a lot of stuff. Okay. So
you don't want to say because then you know my next question is like no, then that wouldn't.
No, I listened to Big Fatty. I listened to.
Oh, don't play that to him. Yeah, don't play that to him.
I listened to our show. I caught up on our show.
Oh God, don't play that crap.
So I don't know. I listened to a couple of tech things. So I'm not sure.
You know, now you said the other day, you texted the other day that you had just finished listening to the Toppy Smelly episode while you were gone.
Yeah, I listened to it on the way to St. Louis or at some point.
Where we talked about comic books and Star Trek and all fun things. And,
I thought it was really good. I thought it was a good episode.
Toppy Smelly is actually in the chat room right now, and he was pointing out that in the comic, Kilgrave was actually purple. So unlike the TV show where, you know, the Netflix TV show where he just kind of wears purple clothes, in the comic book, he was actually purple.
We started that, but usually Mark loves comic type shows. He watches Flash and Arrow and like all that stuff.
Right.
But he didn't like that one. So I liked it. So I'm going to finish it, but I haven't had time.
How many episodes are you in before he decided he didn't like it?
Only 2.
Well, her plans tell him that he should watch it because he planned to, and he doesn't like it when plans change.
Well, it doesn't matter. Here's the thing.
Think about Jessica Jones, because I knew this ahead of time, right? Because I read spoilers, right? She used to be a superhero. Now she's like now she's all damaged and she doesn't want to. She doesn't want to do the superhero thing. She doesn't want to use her powers. So if you watch this show as, you know, expecting there to be like every episode to be like these wow, cool superhero things, that's just not going to happen. That's not this kind of show. That's all.
Well, it could be. He generally only gets into shows if they have young, attractive people in them, like really clean cut looking, you know, all American sort of, you know, CW kind of actors and actresses. So I think it may have less to do with that it's superhero and that it's CW caliber superheroes. So they're all really twinky and like, you know, have perfect jawlines and like all that kind of, you know, he's really into jawlines, whatever. I don't even notice if people have a jaw, but he's like really into like what he calls the jawline.
Yeah. So I think Alden, it may have to do with, Alden in the chat room wants to know, did he like Daredevil at all?
We did not watch Daredevil yet.
But you know, it is on Netflix, so you can watch it at any time. It's not like a network television show where you're like, oh, damn, I missed it. It's
no,
like,
I know, but there. We just haven't had a chance to watch it. But I had heard a bunch of podcasts I listened to talking about Jessica Jones, and it was at a point where we were having a lull in our TV shows. And so I said, oh, let's
just throw in an episode
of this. How could
there be a lull? Transparent season 2 just came out. Let's see, what else just recently came out? A bunch of stuff just recently came out, because I've that new Expanse show is on.
I haven't had any luck with him, and the only thing we've watched that's a Netflix original or any internet original that he's liked is Orange is the New Black. So I haven't had a lot of luck with him. And
now, Toppy Smelly is saying that the one thing about Jessica Jones from the comics is he's never been able to pin down what her superpowers are. Now, she did have a superhero name, right? Didn't they like make that kind of joke in the show where they made that costume that had the big jewel on the side? Because wasn't she actually known as Jewel? Wasn't that her superhero name back when she was, you know, tried the whole thing? But she seems to have some strength and she can fly. Oh, yeah. And the thing about her flying is that in the comic books, she could fly, but she was just learning how to fly when the whole Kilgrave thing happened. And so even though she can fly. So that's why that joke in the show where it was just like, oh, so you can fly. She's like, yeah, it's more like controlled falling. And then, yes. And then she was Jewel. Yes. And then the one that's the Trish, whatever, that is, I'm pretty sure she's going to be Hellcat, which is another, it's a Batman-like superhero, where she doesn't have powers. She's just really good at martial arts and stuff.
Right. Well, anyway, I do plan on watching it, but he and I have very little time when we're not together. So it's hard for us to watch separate shows.
You don't even read email. It's like, I noticed that today. Joe in Dallas sent us an email. I responded to it like, boom, immediately. I figured, oh, you just must have just responded to him. But no, no, today you respond to him. Today!
No, it's not that I don't read email. It's that I don't read the dubious intent email because it
See, listeners, this is why.
It's not that I love you more than that. It's not that I don't love the listeners. It's that it goes to a separate folder that I forget about.
folder called people I don't like.
No. I just have it sorted because I'm trying to be organized.
Right. There's like your normal inbox. There's like important. And then you have the not important, which is where all the dubious intent would go.
And the labels, the way it works in Gmail is the labels, like when you have emails that go straight to a label, they don't add a little number to your new emails. So like when in my mailbox, like on my phone, it'll say you have this many new emails or on my notifications or whatever. And I'll see that I have a new email and I'll immediately touch it and go look at that email. But for whatever reason, the ones that are in those folders, those personal folders that have been filtered, do not activate that notification. So I don't realize I have anything new.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
And then on Sunday I go, oh, I need to look in the DI Plus folder. And so I go look and then I respond to the emails.
So you made it through your trip and is he okay?
Yeah. So we made it back. Okay. All right. That was it. But it was that was the longest
I think is a testament to why you should not travel at Christmas time. Cause I know that, you know, not friend of the show, but object of spying of the show, Adam Burns impersonator, Matthew Lush, took his trip to New York and had a very bad time with his gay online boyfriend, Casper Tate.
Because we care so much. I just have to tell the entire listening public. Mm-hmm. Daniel randomly one day says he's happy that somebody left
I dislike Matthew Lush so much, and I cannot stop watching his channel because it's like a train wreck. I do not like this man.
And I believe it was Nico Martinez who said, I had to go look that up on YouTube to see who those people were. And I had to do the same thing. I was like, who?
Yes. Matthew Lush.
And so,
let me rephrase. His official name is Adam Burns impersonator, Matthew Lush, who you can find if you go to YouTube and search for, you know, Matt Lush, or just search for Lush. He shows up there.
Well, I don't mind that because he's cute. So
he is so not cute. And he is so stupid. And that just makes him
so unattractive.
Are you
saying that I'm not cute?
No, you're not stupid. It's like as soon as he opens his mouth, he's stupid and it irritates me. Here's the thing. So he ran this contest, the My Gay Online Boyfriend contest, where he kind of like had 10 potential twinks from around the internet that, you know, that they had to do these little contests and then people voted on who. It's this whole thing that he does every year. Because the last time Jack Meridew won and, you know, dumped him like a hot potato and, you know, whatever. So it's like, it's all a bunch of like little YouTubers using each other to get more views, basically is what it is. But it was just so delicious that, you know, Matt chose the straight guy to win. And then the straight guy gets here from New Zealand. And guess what?
He's straight.
He's straight. He has no interest whatsoever in kissing or sleeping with Matt. And so he's just, it was just so delicious to watch this happen.
Well, you know, I made a point that I had a boyfriend once who I think just basically was my boyfriend because
that's where we lost you. We lost you at, because
I paid for things for him and I had money at the time and, you know, I paid for his plane trips and all this kind of stuff. And so I think the same thing might have happened in this contest. The guy just wanted a free trip to New York.
Well, actually to LA. Yeah. And then,
wherever.
But the thing is like Matt is like making this big deal about, you know, like, oh, you know, I spent all this money to like take him, to surprise him, to take him to New York and everything. But if you go back a week in Matt's channel, he basically like was selling t-shirts to pay for Casper's trip so that they can go and do all these things. So he had like front row tickets to Celine Dion and Mariah Carey. He's like, has his video. If you go and look at his channel, that video where it says Happy Matthew, that's actually him in the front row at a Mariah Carey concert for Christmas where she's singing. He's like holding his phone up and then swings it around on himself. He's like right there. As close as you and I were to Matt Franco, he was that close to Mariah Carey.
One time I bought two sets of tickets to a Mariah Carey concert because I didn't like the first set I got on Ticketmaster.
Right.
And so I bought another set.
But here's the difference. Here's the difference, Adam. He bought this with money that people donated to him to do this. And he's bitching about, you know, the money that he spent. He didn't spend money. He basically sold shitty t-shirts to pay for his trip to New York.
And then I kept both pairs just so we could switch seats and see which was the best view. Anyway.
You just keep going back. I'm talking about the very important national discussion that we need to have about Matthew Lush and his hoodwinking of the children.
Inquiring minds really want to know.
It's like, why? Why is he doing this? What's his purpose?
I'm so glad you helped me get
must be stopped.
The fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta! So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
Okay. The DI Plus birthday segment, the segment of the show where Adam will play a musical cue to somebody's birthday, and I, using only my head, brain, and mouth words, will figure out whose it is without cheating and reading the chat room. Unless I do. I might cheat. I just got to say this right now, Adam. I am a known cheater. I cheat.
This is what I do. Yes, you do.
This is what I do. Adam, what is our first musical cue?
That's roasting on an open fire.
Now, there's a part of me. There's a part of me. By the way, is this Gaga? No, it's not Gaga.
No, it's not.
I don't. It sounds like I should know her name, but I like her voice, but I don't. Is it the girl from Glee?
No.
Then who?
So I'll play a song that you probably will know. But I wanted to play.
This ran through my head. Adam is like going, oh my God, if he like makes me say it's Jesus's birthday, I'm just not going to do it.
No, because I only do ones that have already happened. Right.
Gotcha.
His would have happened in August. Historically speaking, but, okay.
Nico says it's Rosemary Clooney. That's not what Rosemary Clooney sounds like. Oh, this is Britney, right? Genie in a bottle.
No, it's not.
Oh, what's her name? Oh, yeah, with the other Mouseketeer.
I think she was.
Christina Aguilera.
It is Christina Aguilera.
Excellent. Not Rosemary Clooney, as it turns out.
It is Christina Aguilera.
Did you not know that Justin Timberlake, Britney Spears, and Christina Aguilera and Ryan Gosling were all Mouseketeers?
I knew Britney Spears was. I knew there were some other people that were. It wasn't at the front of my mind.
Is your cell phone anywhere near your mixer?
No. Oh, yes.
Can you put it on the other table?
Why are you hearing do 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 do?
No, we're getting like a weird, you'll hear it in playback.
I hear it. No, it's been happening every week, even if I didn't have my cell phone there, and I probably need to like rewire the whole studio or something.
Some kind of weird buzz. All right. Anyways, it doesn't matter. Go ahead. Yeah.
But
so
it's only intermittent. It's not like all
birthday,
the time, right?
Happy birthday, Christina Aguilera.
Yeah. Happy birthday. You didn't give yourself a da-da or whatever, but that's fine.
My tablet went to sleep. Hold on. There we go.
All right, here is the next one.
Here's Kathy, who's lived most everywhere, from Zanzibar to Berkeley Square. But Patty's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair. This is from the Patty Duke Show.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Nico is guessing it's Elaine Stritch. Is it Elaine Stritch?
It is not.
Oh, is it Patty Duke?
It is Patty Duke. Patty Duke enjoys a minuet, and she is 69 years old.
Actually, technically, that would be Kathy that adores a minuet.
Yeah, where Kathy adores a minuet, the ballet russe, and...
Crepe Suzette.
Our Patty loves to rock and roll, hot dog makes her lose control. What a wild duet. Okay. Yeah.
But
so because,
you know, no, Toffee Smelly, both Adam and I know the lyrics to this because it used to play on Nick at Night. That's where I know it from.
Yeah, I watched it. I watched it. Identical cousins all the way or something like
right,
that.
Right, yeah.
One pair of matching bookends.
They look alike, they walk alike, at times they even talk alike. What a crazy pair.
And cousins yeah, or something exactly, like that. Yeah. I think we got the words kind of jumbled. But yeah, you got the picture.
Adam, but it's not important.
All right. Here is our name. She's 69. Here's the
69 years young. This is the Jan Hammer theme to Miami Vice.
It is the theme to Miami Vice.
Yep. All right. So is it Jan Hammer?
No, I do have another one, but I don't think you'll recognize the theme to this.
There's only two people from Miami Vice that I could guess. This sounds like that god-awful John Johnson something, right? Is it Don Johnson?
It is Don Johnson.
Is that Something Heat? Is this Something Heat?
It's another TV show that he was in after Miami Vice.
What was it called?
Called Nash Bridges.
Nash Bridges. Because I knew that the other one, Philip Michael Thomas or something like that. I forget his name. The other guy, Tubbs or whatever.
And Don Johnson is actually in a show right now.
Yes.
On some channel that I've never heard of in my life that was a spinoff of Univision that is an English version of Univision.
It's called Univision. Ooh, my.
No, it's, let's see.
Nico, quit guessing. Nico's just randomly typing in things like Carol Channing.
He's in something called From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah.
Which is a show
I'm going to guess that it takes place overnight.
It's on the channel El Rey Network.
Wow.
And
she even predicted my Taco Bell commercial.
Anyway. So, Don Johnson is...
By the way, that's a 2% joke, Adam. That's a 2% joke. 2% of the audience will get that past joke.
I didn't. He is 66 years old. He and my mom are the same age.
Excellent. Well, who's our next birthday, Adam?
All right. Well, I'm going to play it here in a second.
I know this song.
Yeah, it's Chandelier.
But I don't know who sings it. Like, I don't know that person. Cheetah Rivera. Is it Cheetah Rivera?
Now, I have one more song.
Jim Carrey. Is it Jim Carrey?
Just in case does something to your memory. I have one more song. So let me just.
Is this Adele? It's Adele, right?
No. Do you know the woman who wears these funny wigs that cover her face?
Oh yeah, she was. I saw her somewhere the other day.
She was on Ellen.
Is that right on the chat room? Is Gary, MC, and Alden, are they right? Sia? Is it Sia?
It is Sia.
I would never have guessed that in a million. So I give that to Gary, MC, from Kentucky.
So she, you know, she's an Australian singer, and she writes a lot.
By the way, Gary, MC, won the Summer Movie League last year.
So she has, congratulations, Gary. She has written several Adele songs. She's written Taylor Swift songs. She's written... But
now she's decided to cover her face and do it herself.
Yeah, but some of her songs she releases herself, and she's weird. But she said she still wanted to be able to like go to the grocery store and stuff like that. Without
yeah, but then she couldn't see,
her.
Right? She couldn't see if she like has the hair. Because like what? Then she goes to the grocery store. Nope. Like, are you in? Are you in? It's just like
no. Yeah, but they don't. She only does that on stage, so hopefully people won't recognize her when she goes out in public without the wig on.
Are you in? Which I said that on a date last week, and it didn't turn out very well.
Well, is that because they were small or because you're...
What? No, I was in the other room. I told him to come in, and then...
Right.
Whatever. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, here's our last birthday. Anyway, she's 40 years old.
40 years? I did not get... Oh, wait, let me play myself the buzzer right there. Oh, she says it. Alden, which is why Alden... was a superior co-host on this show. He does the research. He says, she says it's because she has stage fright and can't look at an audience, much like the guy from the Moody Blues.
Oh, okay. He probably Googled that right then. And
no,
I'm
no,
doing
no. The Doors.
Show.
Jim Morrison is what I'm trying to say. Jim Morrison.
He didn't do show prep before the show. He's Googling while we're doing it.
No. Alden knows it. Alden is like the human... Do you know he works at the Home Shopping Network? He's actually the guy that like sits there on the set, and when callers call in to say where he like whispers in the host ear what the correct answer is.
Oh, okay.
Her name is Carol. She bought the Barbie Lucy special, the 75th anniversary Lucy Barbie doll last month. And you can like hear the host over there go like, oh, I remember you. You bought the Lucy anniversary Barbie doll, didn't you? That's we remember you here. And Alden Silver's like, I fucking hate my life.
Alden, he changes jobs quite frequently.
He does. He's crazy. He's so talented. He is so talented in so many different areas.
All right. So here's our last one.
It's our very last one. Here we go. Oh, my God. We haven't heard this in a while. It's like they're all clumped together or whatever. It's like there's a time for love. This is too close for comfort, correct?
It is not.
Hold on. Brand New Life. Oh, I know this show. Is it Alice?
Nope.
No, it's Rhoda?
And at the end was you.
I know this theme.
Take it to you, my friend.
Show is this? Oh my God, it's going to drive me crazy. It was like along those. It's like
brand new life, brand new life, brand new life around the bend.
I know the song, Adam. I just don't know. I used to watch this show. Yeah. It's like in the same vein as Three's Company. It's not Three's Company, but it's like in the same vein as Too Close for Comfort and Three's Company or whatever. It's like a two camera show. What was it?
That's all the song. And
what was it?
Alden, once again, of the show.
Alden had it right.
He got the first two words in the title.
What, Mary Hartman?
That's not Alden. That's Icy Gregg.
Oh.
Alden.
What did Alden say?
Who's
the boss? Who's the boss?
It is. Who's the boss?
Got it.
I'm going to play one more, although I don't know if anyone will know.
I was distracted because I have a Tinder match. I don't hear anyone singing yet.
You may not have ever watched this show.
Oh, this is a theme song.
Yes.
No, I don't think I've ever...
All right. I'll have to give you a little. So it's Who's the Boss? That show is Charmed.
Charmed.
And I'll bring up one other show that I'm not sure if they have a theme song. Project Runway.
Oh my God, it's Heidi Klum.
It is not Heidi Klum.
Well, it's not Tim Gunn. So let's see. So Who's the Boss had Tony Danza.
Yes.
And it had the little gay boy.
Tony Pintaro.
And the mother that was so, what's her name? So she's such a great ally of the LGBT XYZ community. What's her name? Marriott.
You mean the older one?
Yeah. What's her name?
I can't remember her
she's
name.
In transgender. Anyway, Alyssa Milano is the daughter.
Alyssa Milano is the daughter. Yes.
So one of those. I'm going to go with one of those.
Yeah. But you're looking at the chat room. So
Judith
I see you're
Light.
Looking. No, Judith Light
is the name.
No,
she's the mother. She was the mother. She's the one I'm talking about.
Oh, she's the one that's a... I thought you were talking about the grandmother. I thought she was the LGBT...
No. Judith Light. She was the boss. She was the boss. She was...
That's correct. Yeah. She was.
That's my guess. Judith Light.
No.
Okay, who is it?
It was Alyssa Milano.
Alyssa Milano. Oh, wait, no.
Yeah, because Judith Light wasn't in Charmed.
I didn't ever watch
Charmed.
Were
you even thinking...
I never watched
Charmed. Charmed is a show about witches, and and then the host of Project... Runway Junior or one of the All-Star seasons or something?
Oh, no, yeah. Alyssa Milano was the host of Project Runway.
Yeah,
All-Stars.
I told you that show.
I know, but now that I realize that, I know that.
Anyway, Alyssa Milano is 43 years old.
Oh, now my new Tinder match sent me a message. He said, hello.
Did he say, hello?
Is it me you're looking? Should I say that? Should I just type that back? Is that an acceptable reply to a first teen
if after
Tinder
all
message?
These
He's 28.
Years,
he'll never know what that is. He's like, who the fuck like is Lionel Richie? I don't even know who that is.
No, that's like, the Adele song. Hello from the other side. It's the Adele song.
Is it her birthday? Anyway, so let's go
from
along
the outside,
to
whatever. I think she says other side one verse and outside. Anyway, that's all of my birthdays.
You know what, Adam? There are many birthdays. Yes, there are many birthdays over on Pride 48. We'd like to say, let me here just go ahead and start playing this so I can get us out of this thing while we're done. We'd like to say a very happy birthday this past week to Joe. You didn't. That would be Joe in Dallas. And Mikey likes it. I'm not sure which Mikey that is, but happy birthday nonetheless. Mikey, if you'd like your birthday listed on Pride 48, go over to pride48.com, sign up for a free Pride 48 account, and click on the little checkbox that says, yes, I would like my birthday listed on pride48.com.
We did it!
news. You know what? Gooch. All right, hold on. Gooch did not sign up for a Pride 48 account, so he's not here in front of my face.
All right, it was
Happy
Gooch's
birthday, Gooch. This past birthday.
He had. Let's see if I can remember this. He had. Damn it, I'm gonna forget. I could go to my Facebook and look, but he had some breakfast in bed.
He did.
And then he had. He got to read in bed all day long.
Well, that's
Bear claws in bed for breakfast. He read all day in bed, and he had KFC and champagne.
Now this, all right, because I know these people, I can tell you the actual story. For his birthday, he got the bear claws in bed, which were they came in on that that app they use. The what's it called? The dining one. What's it called? It starts with a G. What's it called?
Grubhub?
Yes, Grubhub. They used Grubhub to get the bear claws and whatever. And then he's like, Vera said to him, he's like, now, Gooch, you only have to do half your chores today because, you know, you can have half the day off. So he was able to read for half a day, but then he had to go back to work. And now suddenly he's off for another week and he's not. He's like chained up in that office. He's making him work to pay off that cruise. I know it. By the way, they're going on a cruise, Adam. I don't know if you know that.
I know. They're exciting. Going to Monaco?
Yes, they're going to go to Monaco. They're going to, Vera's going to walk in there. She's going to be like a martini. I don't know. I can't do the voice.
All right. I have two news stories and neither one of them are funny. But,
okay, great. I love those.
I wasn't going for funny this week. So in Mainz, Germany, a rotting pile of thrown out trees has inspired a new type of, quote, green Christmas.
Wow. Rotting trees and Germans. This doesn't
German
sound good.
Entrepreneurs. Sebastian Schoenfeld.
Just sounds German. Like nobody, like you would never run into an African named Sebastian.
Sebastian or like, Schoenfeld.
Or like an Australian named Sebastian. That is just a uniquely German, like Klaus. It's not like you're going to like run into somebody from like Iowa named Klaus.
Well, you could.
I mean, not that's born like, oh, we're my family. We're fifth generation Iowans. My name's Klaus. I just wouldn't believe it.
You know, what would be an Iowan name?
An Iowan name, Jeb.
Or whatever state that you...
I said Iowa. Yeah, I said Iowa. Jeb.
And Jan Vermeer.
He's not from Iowa.
Agreed that the discarded relics of Christmas past were a waste after spotting the dumped Tannenbaum after the 2014
holiday season. Tannenbaum is German for Christmas tree.
It is. Oh, Tannenbaum.
Do you know what? Do you know what other really important Christmas thing is German?
Beer.
Yes, Christmas beer is absolutely... No, the eight tiny reindeers... Two of them have very German names. I don't know if you are aware of this.
Hold on just a second.
Okay, I'm holding on.
I have to go check on something.
Uh-oh. Something is happening in the other part of his house. He is now stepping away from his microphone. Something, uh-oh. Someone has screamed. Perhaps there's another mouse sighting there. By the way, in case you were curious, this is one of my dad's favorite Christmas stories to tell, is that there are two reindeer amongst the eight, Donner and Blitzen. Oh, here comes Adam. He's coming back. Coming back.
I'm sorry. I thought
everything,
look,
was someone
thought
screaming
was
a, in the other room?
Yes, there was someone screaming in the other room, and I thought he had chopped a foot off or something. No. Miss Philippines won Miss Universe.
Somebody's plans have changed. He was screaming because somebody had changed their plans.
Miss Philippines won Miss Universe, and he's screaming in there.
Right. Okay, now anyway, so this is the story my dad used to tell. I was telling the chat room while you were gone. So there's two of the eight reindeer, Donner and Blitzen. Which we see all the time, right? We see them written down as Donner and Blitzen. But what you don't know, or maybe you do, but don't spoil it if you do, because this was my dad's story, and you'd be like basically making fun of a dead guy. So haha on you. Anyway, but the thing is my dad's story is he was like, you know, Donner and Blitzen, but the German name for thunder is Donder, and the German name for lightning is Blitzen. So it's thunder and lightning, Donder and Blitzen. There you go, Adam. Did you know that?
Look like that.
I do.
All right. So anyway, from where? So last year they launched a firm called Happy Tree, which rents out
Donder and Blitzen?
Four different sizes of sustainable firs in pots.
I know that I know this isn't the story, but in my mind, because you left the room and everything, I'd completely forgotten the setup. So in my mind, just like the two German reindeer, Donder and Blitzen, they had a happy tree where they.
Right. No. These guys
and they
started
had
a
fur
company.
On it, and it's like, why is there fur on their happy tree?
They're trying to be green, and so to keep people from chopping down trees, they're planting them, and they deliver them in pots.
Yes.
And you rent them. And when you're done, they come and pick them up and take them away.
Wow.
And they stay alive. I mean, they're living trees. You have them in a pot.
That's pretty cool.
So a week before Christmas, the company had run out of the smallest size of trees available to rent. The cost was around $70, which includes delivery and pickup at the customer's doorstep.
Yeah.
And even comes with an operating manual. Now, I'm not sure why you need an operating manual for a Christmas tree.
Even though you see it in cartoons, putting lit candles on a tree is not advised.
So a freshly cut 6-foot, best quality Christmas tree cost about $44.
Wow, that's cheap.
In Germany.
Well, that's 44 euros or whatever they had. Deutschmarks. Deutschmarks.
Well, they use the dollar sign, and this is NBC
News.
Oh,
it's the euro dollars. Or
so, so they're saying it costs more to rent, but you're not killing a tree, right. Basically. You know, I saw an idea like this on Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Last year.
How did that go?
I don't think they funded it, or I don't think they funded it. I'm not sure. Anyway, so our last story is any hopes?
That was the story?
That's the story.
Now, I'm curious, what was it that what grabbed you about that headline?
Not that I wanted Christmas stories. I wanted Christmas specific stories.
Okay.
And I thought it was a cool idea. Again, I wasn't looking for funny. Any hopes of a white Christmas that the weekend chill brought will be dashed in the eastern United States.
Yes.
With this Christmas Eve shaping up to be the warmest.
It's going
to
be fucking 70 degrees here.
In many communities. Quote, there is a high probability for record-setting warmth up and down the entire eastern seaboard from Florida to Maine on Christmas Eve. As the jet stream builds back northward, unseasonable warmth will return this Christmas week and replace the more typical December chill from the weekend. The jet stream is a strong river of air high in the atmosphere that guides weather systems and separates warm air to the south from cold air to the north. Christmas Eve will feel more like an early autumn day with highs ranging from the 50s in Maine to the 70s in the mid-Atlantic and the lower 80s in parts of the southeast.
I'm sorry, what happened? What happened?
Philadelphia's all-time December
record. Oh, that was
high.
Me. That was me. I'm so sorry, Adam. So sorry. I had left the birthday thing going. Sorry about that.
Oh, I thought
I was trying to bring up the Weather Channel music so that you could tell the... Go ahead. Tell us the...
Widespread record highs will not only be challenged but shattered in many towns and cities. The potential exists for records to be topped by more than 5 degrees from Atlanta to Washington, D.C. to Philadelphia to New York City and to Burlington, Vermont. Philadelphia's all-time December record high of 73 set on 2 days in 1998 will be in jeopardy.
Are you done?
That's it.
Are you done? I was just like...
Yeah.
All right.
That's our news.
Excellent. That's our news. It really did. You can expect screaming in the eastern portion of the country.
And do you have our closing?
We don't have a closing for news.
We do. We found it last week.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God. I totally forgot that. I favorited it and everything. Let's see. Hold on. Let me favorite it.
You know, I just can't please you on news stories. I get interesting ones.
You know what, Adam? It's just, it's not that. It's just, I'm happy if you, but you were just like, oh, these suck. It's like, you basically said, oh, these suck.
No, I said they're not funny, but I wasn't going for funny.
What was it? It was the BBC News ending music.
You bookmarked it, you said.
I thought I did, and now I don't just like, what was it?
It was where they said goodbye.
Okay.
That wasn't the one.
Yes, it was.
No, that wasn't the one. I don't think
so. The one where they actually say goodbye?
He says goodbye, yeah.
Is that this one? No, that's not it.
No.
That's not it. I'll find it and I'll commit
it. You
need
to clip it out and you need to
have
it for the show.
Okay, fine.
All right.
This is such
Move
a fucking clusterfuck. Where are we at? Do we have a tech? Is that a real tech question?
Oh, tech. Sorry, we're tech.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it. The DI Plus tech segment brought to you by the BBC. Adam, what do we have for our, is this an email or is this a,
This is not a question. I have a recommendation.
Oh, dear God. Then if it's not a question, what's it doing here in the tech segment, Adam?
Because we do other tech topics all the time. It's not always questions.
Okay, go ahead.
So, for those of you who are wanting to watch Star Wars.
Yes.
To catch up with all, if you want to catch up on the back movies of Star Wars before you go see.
If you want to watch the shitty movies, episode 4, 5, and 6, and then the shittier movies, episodes 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, if you want to watch those to get caught up, if you've never seen them before, you know someone who hasn't seen them before. If you haven't checked, there is no way to rent Star Wars.
Wow.
Disney has basically said
you can buy
that they can only be available for purchase.
Right. You can buy
them. Not only that, but they're $20 an episode or $20 wow. movie.
You know what, Disney? I think here's the thing. Maybe that's why I didn't feel like Christmas this year is because I couldn't like overdose on Christmas stuff because everyone was fucking talking about Star Wars. A movie I had almost no interest in. I'm not a hater. It's like that
you
other
can
show.
Love both Star Trek and Star Wars.
I'm not. Star Wars sucks. It has nothing to do with Star Trek. Here's the thing, Adam, is like that other show that is all about me. They've already spoiled the entire movie. They spoiled it like before it even came out.
Well,
they're like, oh, Luke Skywalker is the bad guy in the movie. I'm like, well, thank you to spoil that. Fuck
you. Well,
you
just spoiled it for me because I didn't hear them say that. Well, and I haven't seen it.
Don't even go see it then because it's.
I thought he might be. Actually, I thought he might be. So that
yeah,
that
he's the bad guy in the movie.
Anyway, so but you might have spoiled it now for. Okay. Well, anyway, I thought he might be. Oh, didn't I say that?
I forget that you see me here, so you can't see me shaking my head. No, that's not.
Yeah, I see you. So, anyway, so I was searching around because Mark has never seen Star Wars. And I am more of a Star Trek fan.
My cat sitter Carlos has never seen Star Wars. He wanted to know if he could watch it the other night. And I was just like, I'll see if I haven't. I didn't.
I think there's room in the universe for both Star Trek and Star Wars.
This is a moot point. They said they're not related at all.
Well, people tend to be either Star Trek or Star Wars. That's the way it is.
I like Star Trek. I don't like Star Wars, but it has nothing to do with those are not related. It's just like, I like pizza and I dislike liver, but those two things are not related in either way. It's just like, yeah, they're both food items and I like one and I dislike the other, but there is not like, oh, I had to choose between liver or pizza.
Well, for those of you who want to watch it, I'm going to give you a much cheaper way.
By the way, I'm sorry, because Toppy Smelly is covering his ears. Toppy, you can uncover your... I would never actually give a movie spoiler like that. That was a fake spoiler that was floating around for a long time. It's always proven to be like bullshit. So it's like, I wasn't giving you a fake spoiler.
This is not...
I was giving you a fake spoiler.
This is not an illegal way. You don't have to torrent the movies.
Oh, God. Here we go.
You don't have to whatever.
The views of Adam Burns are expressly the views of Adam Burns and do not reflect the views of this show. Or Pride for
No, Gable. No, this is a legitimate way. This is a legitimate way to watch these.
Here we go.
There is a website called vidangel.com.
Yes.
And they have a Roku app. They have a Chromecast app. They have Apple TV.
They have an Amazon Fire.
Android. They don't have Amazon Fire. They have Android and they have iPad and iPhone. So you can get it on like your Android phone. You can get on your Roku, whatever. But no, they're still working on Fire. But the concept is... they have a buyback plan.
Yeah.
So you purchase a movie for $20 because that's what they charge, but you have an automatic buyback option that will buy it back for $18. So
And this is perfectly legal, Adam.
It is. No, it is perfectly legal.
This is such a gray area where they were just like, no, we're going to set up a bunch of antennas here in New York City and you're just going to rent that antenna.
This is a legitimate website.
The Supreme Court pretty much like shut down the other one. The only reason they're not going to shut this one down is because not enough people are going to go to it for it to be worth. You
know. Well, anyway, I don't know.
So you can go to Vid Angel, by the way. Spell it. What's the...
V-I-D-A-N-G-E-L. Now, another thing. Now, I know not many of our listeners are going to be interested in this, but the reason that this company started... was they are Mormons and they wanted a way to give Christians and people who had a problem with cussing, violence, and nudity in movies to edit, to still watch a popular movie, but have that stuff edited out. So they have filter options. So if you want to watch something with your, 5-year-old niece or something, and you don't want cussing in it, but you want to be able to sit down and, watch it, you don't want the F word to be in there. You can go in and check the filter that you want. Say, I don't want profanity. And their software will filter out all of the cussing, for instance.
That's crazy.
So,
or you can just buy the episodes 4, 5, and 6 on Amazon for $34.
I think, well, when I looked, they were $20 a piece.
The Blu-ray.
Streaming was $20
a piece. This is actually, you buy the Blu-ray for whatever.
Okay. Yeah, but I was in a hurry. If you want a streaming option. So originally this was to do these filtering options, but you can use it without any filters at all. and just do the buyback thing. So the first movie that you buy does cost you the full 20, because when you get back your $18, it is a VidAngel credit. Mm-hmm. It's not actual cash back. Okay. So that applies to your further movie purchases. Right. And then if you ever want to quit or you want the money back, you email them and they will actually refund the money, the credits.
Right.
But anyway,
or if you wanted to, you could just go to kickass.to, which is the torrent site, and you could just torrent episodes 4, 5.
I said,
I know you said that. I'm just saying, if you wanted to, you could just go there. Just,
anyway, it worked really well. The quality was great. Mark and I watched 2 Star Treks before the show tonight on this service, and I only paid $2.
See, this is smart. This is smart. Toppy Smelly says that's why he doesn't cuss on the Smellcast, so that they can't edit him. That's smart.
Anyway,
that's
so that's
smart.
It. VidAngel.com.
We have a tech question from the chat room, Adam. It comes into us from Gary MC in Kentucky. He says, I want to buy a custom-built PC. Do you have any opinions on who to get it from?
I don't, because I've only looked at one company. I purchased my PC from a company, and I'm not too happy with my PC, so it could have just been luck. I could have just had a bad luck.
Here's the thing. There was a day a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away where building your own PC was, you know, cheaper. So it was cheaper to, you know, buy the parts and to put it together yourself and, you know, whatever. Those days are long gone. For a decade now, those days have been gone, right? It's like you were so much better off buying a computer that has a warranty on it, like an HP or a Compaq or something like that. Just get the highest CPU value that you can, the lowest RAM. So this is going to sound counterintuitive to you, but I swear to you, this is how you do it. You buy the highest processing speed with the lowest amount of RAM and bells and whistles for your price point that you want. Because buying expansion RAM is really cheaper. So it's like the amount of RAM that they charge you for there is a lot cheaper. I mean, is more expensive than just buying expansion RAM. And for PCs, they're not like Mac. You can just open them up and put them in. So just buy less RAM and then buy enough extra RAM, you know, from a RAM seller to make up the difference there. And then buy yourself a really, really good gaming video card, like some kind of NVIDIA GeForce video card. Make sure that it fits in the machine. Make sure the machine has a PCI Express.
You do want to make sure you have enough slots for how much
RAM
that's
what I
said. Want.
Yeah. True. Yeah, check the maximum RAM. But you can buy basically a base PC, like the one that I had Vera buy for her new video editing, whatever. I think the machine itself was like $500 to $700, somewhere in that area. And then I had her go and spend the $159 on a 500 gig SSD, because that's your biggest performance gain other than RAM.
Yes.
Like replacing your hard drive with an SSD. And you can get a 500 gig SSD for nothing nowadays, like for $179, $160. So basically, you're going to buy an SSD, you're going to buy the extra RAM and a video card. And as long as those 3 things will fit into your computer, that's just the better way to go. Unless you're going to build a dedicated gaming machine that can handle, you know, you want water cooled, whatever, then go to some place that specializes in that, like Doghouse Systems or Alienware. So if you want a really high end,
Alienware is Dell. No.
Okay. But if you want a really high end gaming machine, then go to one of those. But because that'll already have those things done for you. And water cooling is tricky. It's just weird the way it works. So I would just say, no, just buy a decent off your shelf CPU and then update the pieces that matter. And I'm going to say this, that I know you should never say all or never, but I'm going to tell you this right now. All hard drives in computers that you buy in the store are shit. They're all 5400 RPM, like really slow hard drives. It's like that is where they cut the price, right? That's where they make up their money. It's like, oh, we're going to ship a little $3 hard drive in this thing. They'll spend the money for the processor, but they'll like skimp on the hard drive because everyone just looks at how much storage space it has. So you don't want a magnetic hard drive. You want an SSD. If you have a magnetic hard drive, use it to archive stuff. That's great for archiving, but don't use it for your primary drive. Have we bored them enough, Adam?
Yeah, I believe we have.
We have bored them enough. Excellent. Well, I hope that answered your question, Gary. You're in the chat room and you haven't said anything. So hopefully that, whatever.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it.
3, 2, 1. Contact is the secret, is the moment when everything happens. Contact is the answer, is the reason that everything happens. Contact. Let's make contact.
Excellent. You know what, Adam? We have a lot of phone calls here.
We do. But I was thinking, you know, about that VidAngel. I know we're out of that segment.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've mentioned watching movies with my parents and my grandma has become very difficult.
Yes.
Now I could just, if it was a movie I didn't care as much about, I could just run it through the filters on this.
Right.
Because they have a Roku.
Yeah.
And then watch it and it just silences the cuss words. So then.
There you go.
You know, they wouldn't have as much of a problem.
You Wookiee.
Yeah. I mean, it just literally, I think, puts in silence, but.
That's what I just did. Well, the filter will take that out. Anyway, you know, Adam, we have a lot of phone calls. It's so nice that we just got this many Christmas phone calls without pandering or asking for them or begging for them or threatening people for them. Really,
there
honestly,
was no threatening.
Oh, my God. I feel so bad. And by the way, you said that you put the one that we got in the email and I don't see it on the list.
Yes, I did put it in there.
We got an email from an emailed voice station. Oh, that's him? Oh, I thought it was, it's not Crustacean. Oh, I get it, because his...
That's what he called himself.
No, his screen name is Sation.
Oh, Sation, okay.
Sation.
It sounded like Crustacean.
No, no.
I didn't know if he wanted his real name. His real name came through on the email, but I didn't know if he wanted that.
I think he even says it in the voicemail. He's like, hey, this is Christopher.
No, he says this is Sation.
Oh, well then ignore what I just said. Anyway, here we go. Let's get to our emails now. Oh, look, it's the first one up. By the way, he's really cute too. I friended him on Facebook and everything. I'm just saying. Just wanted to say that. Here we go. Here's our first phone call. Oh, can I not play? Oh, yeah, I can. Maybe. No, I can't play an M4.
You can't?
Not in Google Chrome. I have to download it. Hold on.
Sorry. I would play it for you, but Windows 10 decided to update my laptop.
So sorry.
And it's only 17% through finished at the moment.
So sorry. Here we go.
Hi, guys. This is Chris, Station 17. I'm just letting you guys...
Got it. This is Chris. Station 17.
It sounded like Chris Station.
I know. It sounds
17.
Like Chris Station 17, but it is not. It's Chris Station 17. Let's play this again. I think. Can we? You want to do that for me, Windows? Really? You want to be this guy?
Hi, guys. This is Chris Station 17. I'm just letting you guys know about my Christmas memory. So for weeks before Christmas and going through Christmas and even a little after Christmas, my dad would play Jim Reeves' Christmas records. That would probably be the most thing that he would play. He'd play other stuff too, but it would be primarily the Jim Reeves records. Specifically, I remember Dancing the Christmas Polka. That's the fun one I remember especially. And to this day, I remember that. It's still kind of fun, even though it was kind of annoying to hear it sometimes. But yeah. All right. Thanks so much. Love your show. Bye.
Oh, thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you. I don't believe we've ever heard from him.
We haven't. And here's the Christmas polka.
Here's sleigh bells ringing, everybody singing, dancing the Christmas polka. Christmas trees and holly make everyone so jolly.
He doesn't sound German. Love just fills the air. Isn't a polka German kind of a thing? I don't know why I just suddenly cut off. Anyway.
Maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
So there you go. So
you should
thank
know Donner and Blitzen.
Donder and Blitzen. Thank you very much. Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, you know, I have music. You know, music is a big part of Christmas, and so, like I said, mine was Alvin and the Chipmunks. So, yeah.
Let's get to our next one here, shall we? Let's listen to this one. It came in from Scott the Seder.
Hey there, Daniel. Hey there, Adam. This is Scott the Seder. You know, Seder 69. I'm a on the Twitter's host of the Seder Spirit podcast.
Oh, slim there.
You want a Christmas memory? I'll give you a Christmas memory. 1978. Picture it. 1978.
Yes.
The Seder is 9 years old. And we had gone to Carson City, Nevada to visit my Aunt Bobby. And I kid you not, I was really motherfucking worried that Santa wasn't going to know where I was. I have this distinct memory, not knowing that Santa's going, I don't know where he is. He's not at home. He doesn't get shit. But so we were there. And
in Carson City.
I wake up early.
Yeah,
I wake
Bobby.
Up early Christmas morning, and I go downstairs because it was a two-story house.
Now,
my Aunt Bobby was rich, two-story house.
She's a lesbian.
And
what do you
go downstairs, and under the tree is the Death Star playset. You guys have to look this up on the internet if you don't remember.
What's
this.
The internet?
I collected all the Star Wars action figures. I had them all. Literally, I had them all. And Santa had found me and the Death Star playset, which had to be like monument, like $100 back then. It had to be so expensive.
Oh my God.
And it was there under the tree. And I can't believe that Santa had found me and got me exactly what I wanted. And I remember putting it together and putting all the stickers on it and tearing apart the garbage and putting the garbage monster into the trash compactor. Oh my God. It was so, so cool. Still my favorite memory to this day.
Oops, sorry.
78.
Oh, my bad.
And now all I want is for a guy on Grindr to talk to me. Okay.
Oh, well, listen to you with a guy.
I'll have a happy holiday. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Scott.
Festivus for the rest of us.
Tanunu
Reeves.
Happy New Year.
This is a hater. Catch you later.
So I just want to bye, Scott. So I just want to say he was 9 years old.
Like longer sign offs than most YouTubers. Yes, go ahead.
He was 9 years old and he still believed in Santa.
Like, really? That's your takeaway thing? That's just your takeaway from Adam, feast your ears upon this.
Star Wars. You and your children loved it. Now, the Earthlings at Kenner have asked my associate and me to present the Star Wars collection. Truly remarkable toys and games for your children. What are you so excited about now? My goodness, the Star Wars TIE Fighter and X-Wing Fighter. Now your children can relive our great space battles.
They can kill people.
Or our wonderful Star Wars companions with Kenner's Star Wars action figures. R2, it's a little you. Kenner's new radio-controlled R2-D2 anyone can command. Ah, the Star Wars land speeder that moves like it's floating. And here's Kenner's Death Star space station. Four floors of action. A trash compactor, too. Listen, R2. That's the Star Wars electronic laser battle. A game of speed, reflex, and reaction.
So basically, I guess, he didn't get any of those. He just got the Death Star.
When Return of the Jedi came out, because and the other thing I thought of, he was 9 years old in 1978.
Yeah.
That's when I was born.
Wow.
But Return of the Jedi, I was around 4 or 5 years old. So that's probably why I love Ewoks and, like, you know, that's my thing. But anyway, I had the playset that had the Jabba the Hutt.
Yes.
And his little platform that he laid on, that he would, the floor would open up and you could drop
You could drop Princess Leia down there too.
Leia down there. And the little container where he ate the frogs or whatever, the lizard things that he ate. Yeah. That's what I had. I got that for Christmas one year.
You have really sick parents. Anyway, so yes, thank you, Steve. That was so nice of you to call and share your Christmas memory with us.
Yeah,
speaking of Christmas memories, her memories have been banned on Facebook, but she's called us anyway for Christmas. Let's listen to Carrie right now, shall we?
Hi, guys. It's Carrie. I'm calling in with my Christmas memory. My most vivid Christmas memory is when I was about 6 or 7.
Yes.
And I came down with the flu on Christmas morning.
Aww.
And me and my sister, who is about 2.5 years younger than me, shared a room and had bunk beds. And I had Barbie sheets on my bed. Very specifically remember this.
Wow.
And I threw up probably 3 times during opening presents.
Yes.
And I was told I had to go back to bed and got to drink Sprite and eat crackers.
Aww.
And I don't remember a single thing I got for Christmas that year, but I remember the Sprite, the crackers, and the Barbie bedspread. So there you go. That was, and that's like my only memory with my dad. My dad died when I was 8, so sadly, that's my only Christmas memory I have with my dad. Anyway, Merry Christmas. Bye, guys.
Wait, now, if her dad died when she was 8 and Sater was 9, where was Sater when her dad died? That's the question I think we need to ask us. Here's my thing. This is what I love about Carrie. She got the flu on Christmas. She had to stay in bed. But if you listen to what she said, she's like, I got to drink Sprite and eat crackers. Instead of saying, I had to drink Sprite and crackers. She's like, she's so damn optimistic. She's just like, I got to drink Sprite and crackers.
Yeah.
She's so positive.
One time, this was not Christmas, but one time I got sick and we had one of those couches that made out into a bed, and I wanted to stay in the living, I wanted to stay in the living room or the den or whatever you call it with the rest of the family. So they made out the bed. They made the couch into a bed.
You keep saying the word made out a lot.
They whatever you do, you make it out into a bed.
Was this your uncle's house? Were you making out on the bed?
And they let me watch Danger Mouse.
I love Danger Mouse. What are we going to do now, DM?
And my mom made chicken and dumplings.
Wow.
So I had chicken and dumplings and Danger Mouse.
That's awesome.
I would be
like sick all the time.
Yeah, it was great.
I would be like always sick. Anyway, thank you, Carrie. Thank you so much for that. I hope I wasn't too shitty on your question last week about Christmas and me being an atheist and Christmas and whatever. I wasn't. I was really just trying to get a reaction out of Adam. That's all, because I can see him here. Anyway, let's go next to our next Christmas memory here. This comes in from Princess Hannah. What does she say?
Hey, Adam. Hey, Daniel. It's Princess Hannah.
Hi, Princess Hannah.
My Christmas memory that stands out the most is not necessarily a favorite one, just one that reminds me the most of Christmas, which was my mom is not a morning person in the least, and that includes Christmas morning. every Christmas morning, I'd wake up, my dad would wake up with me, we'd come downstairs, we'd set a fire, in the fireplace, of course. And
yeah, like not
possibly
on the floor.
Make either banana bread or blueberry muffins, and then just sit there and wait forever while I'm staring at all of my presents for my mom to come downstairs and actually allow me to start opening them.
Look, Hannah, your
that
mother
is my
had
main
a
Christmas
late
moment.
Night. I need my sleep.
And also the little Hanukkah bush that I had for several years also brings a true memory to me as well. I wish you guys a happy Christmas and take care. Bye.
Thank you, Princess Hannah. You know, Hanukkah, do you know what a Hanukkah bush is, Adam?
It's a bush that they celebrate Hanukkah on.
Let me just say this right now, Adam. For a festival, you know, for a holiday that is called literally the Festival of Lights, Hanukkah is really boring in the light department. It's all blue and white lights. But yeah, they had this thing for a while, the Hanukkah bush. It was like a Christmas tree alternative.
Oh, it's like a Christmas tree.
But it was a Hanukkah bush. It had blue and white lights on it. Okay. The Hanukkah colors.
I just Googled it and I'm looking at images.
Yeah. And according to Vera, Hanukkah Bush was his stripper name in the 70s. Anyway, let's move on right now to
I looked for photos and there's a female G-string that has on the front of it Hanukkah Bush.
Right, exactly.
So yeah.
Oh, those crazy Jews. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Let's go next to our next Christmas memory. This one comes in from friend of the show, Nico Martinez.
All right, Nico. You asked for a favorite Christmas memory.
Yes.
This isn't necessarily a favorite memory, but it is one of the strongest memories I have of Christmas when I was a child.
Yes.
We lived in Compton, and every year Compton has a Christmas parade. And when I was a little kid, it was rained out one year. So the floats, instead of going down the route they were supposed to go, they went down our street.
Oh.
So I realized that technically this doesn't sound like a very happy memory.
No, it doesn't.
But I remember at the time it didn't really strike me as being unhappy because what we did was we stood at the door and watched these floats going down the street. And again, yes, it was raining, but still at the same time it was like, oh, it's Christmas and there are these, we have like our own little private parade going down our street.
God.
And it stopped raining later that afternoon. The street was pretty much flooded. And I remember we went out and we made little paper boats and we sailed the little paper boats on the street that was flooded.
Were they made out of wrapping paper?
So, yeah, in hindsight, it is kind of a weird memory.
Yeah, it is.
But the day still is still very prominent in my memories. So that's it. Talk to you later. Bye.
Goodbye, Nico, and thank you so much. That is a weird memory, but yeah, I can see it, right? I can see the little, making little paper boats. And here's the thing, though. When the floats came down your street, like, did your cousin, like, take a YouTube video and get, like, many more hits than yours?
Yeah, I was thinking that same thing.
That
apparently,
That was a great joke. A great joke.
In LA. You know, Straight Outta Compton, a movie.
Straight Outta Compton, Nico Martinez.
Yeah. Nico, were you in that? It's a movie about LL Cool J.
It's a movie about Nico's life and his little paper boats that he made out of Christmas. I just feel like that's a country music song. It's like, and we made the boats out of the wrapping paper. I don't know. Doesn't it sound like a Christmas, you know, like a...
When you sing it that way, yeah.
There's a little kid with the wrapping paper
actually,
boats.
That would be something that Dolly Parton would sing, you know, her and her coat of many colors.
And they float.
Mama made me a coat of many colors.
I had a wrapping paper and then I floated it down the street. I like that. I need to make that into a song. Anyway, let's go to our next one, shall we? This Christmas memory comes in from our friend Bill. Let's listen to this.
Adam asked us for our Christmas memories.
Yes.
Favorite. I don't know if this is my favorite, but it's one of my strongest memories. I'm a church musician, and yes. So usually Christmas Eve means it's a very, very busy time of the year.
But can I just say this right now? Can I just interrupt his phone call to say this right now? Bill is never available to do it. This is why Bill and I only eat lunch together, because any other time I try to do things with Bill, it's fucking Jesus. It's always fucking Jesus. Like, oh, I got to play a funeral. Oh, I got to play for a church service.
Is he an organist?
It's Wednesday. That the deal? No, he's the music director at his church.
Oh, okay. Does he play organ?
Yes, he also plays organ at the things. But I was just like, it's one of those, what am I trying to say? One of those universalist church, like an MCC or a universalist church, whatever. It's a liberal church. So it's not like he's, you know, a Baptist or something. Oh, I just lost my place in his voicemail. Crap. All right, hold on. I think it's right here. Hold on.
In the afternoon, evening pageant where the...
I missed it. I think it was at 16.
A very busy time of the year.
All right, here we go.
And so after having the afternoon, evening pageant where the throngs of small children dressed up in bathrobes and little tinsel-y glitter
I used halos to be one of those,
and fake wings had paraded up and down and sung the familiar carols, then there's this intertime between that service and the late service, which is usually the more adult choir and the more somber, the more quiet, the more refined service. But there's that time in between where you're sitting there and setting up and getting your music arranged for the second service after the onslaught and the chaos of the first service. This particular Christmas, I had been playing for a Messiah gig down in the southern part of the state.
Yes.
And on the way back, my car's transmission just finally gave up the ghost. And so
the Holy Ghost.
My car had been towed off of the Merritt Parkway in...
Oh, shit. Shit. Why does that keep happening? Oh, I'm so sorry, Bill. I am so sorry. I think we're there.
So the first service, this particular Christmas, I had been playing for a Messiah gig.
I'm sorry, Adam.
Southern part of the state. And on the way back, my car's transmission just finally gave up the ghost.
I'll make the joke again.
My car had been towed off of the Merritt Parkway in here in Connecticut. And it was clear that there was more money that would need to be invested to make it run again than it was worth. So I was in the process of buying a new car in the meantime. So I was carless and I was alone on this Christmas. And so I got on my bicycle and it was about 20 degrees and I went bicycling down to the only restaurant that was really kind of open on Christmas Eve, which was the crappy Chinese food place, on the main drag downtown Chapel Street. And so I ended up getting the special wonton soup.
Oh my God, the Christmas wonton soup is amazing.
And so I sat there eating it alone between the services, no car, looking at a new kind of car purchase and just being rather miserable. And it was at that point that I realized that I was feeling just somehow better than I had been the previous year when I was still in a bad relationship that had gone kind of sour. And I realized that even though I'm sitting alone in a Chinese restaurant on Christmas Eve eating soup between work gigs, I was less alone than I had been the previous year when I was still in a relationship. It made me feel kind of sad, but kind of good. That's my Christmas memory.
Merry Christmas, Bill.
I was waiting for you to say something profound, and it was just like silence. You're just like silence.
Bill, I feel so sad, but you should come and spend Christmas with me because I don't really want to go down and hang out with my brother. And
right, because you're, but you,
I play trumpet,
you
play organ.
Did you tell them that you wouldn't go?
No, I'm going down there, but I'm just, if Bill were to decide to, come over, maybe I'd stay home. But
Bill, with it, you want Bill to come over, but only if he brings his organ?
So, yes, right. So Bill or Auntie Vera in the chat room is giving us hell for playing these Christmas memories.
Yes.
But I just want to say Auntie Vera Charles is the most syrupy, sweet memory, like decorate everything under the sun for every holiday.
Do you not listen to her show? She even says she doesn't do any of the decorating. That's all gooch.
Watch every black and white movie.
Well, yeah, because she just has to sit there and watch.
Everything has to be perfect, the perfect part, the food.
She's just giving us a hard time, Adam. Relax. It's fine. Yeah. It's fine.
It's Christmas memories. It's come on.
Christmas memories. Speaking of Christmas memories, by the way, Bill, I totally get that where he's like, everything's shitty. But then you say, you know what, though? Could be worse. And you kind of feel better because it's just like, you know what? I got my health. I got my, I got my health. I got my life. I got my freedom.
What do people say who don't have their health?
I got my freedom. I got,
because everyone says I got my health, but some people don't.
I don't know. I'm not in great health. But I'm just saying I'm alive.
When we say
I got my health, we're just saying I'm alive. I think it's all right. Let's go to the other side of the planet real quick where it is not Christmas. It is not Christmas in Australia. They do not celebrate that until July, as we pointed out earlier. Let's just go now to RT Cruiser.
Yeah, hi guys. RT Cruiser ringing with my Christmas memory.
Yes.
Just realizing this year it would have just been me and Mum this.
I'm going to guess somebody died. With all the phone calls he always makes, I'm guessing his Christmas memory is someone died.
This time? because my sisters can't make it, and sort of wish for the good old days when we were all together, making mum cry in the kitchen, my dad calling my sister a useless fat bitch, and her calling him a fucking cunt. Ah, good times. Okay, bye.
No one died.
See, when I was little, let me tell you, I just want to tell you guys.
Did your dad call your sister a cunt?
No. Oh. We would pack up the car with all the presents. We would drive 30 minutes over to my grandma's house. Mm-hmm. And all my favorite cousins would be there. We would unpack. We would take everything out of the car. There would be, hundreds of presents under grandma's tree. All the cousins and aunts and uncles, we'd all gather around. They were all musical, so the uncles would get out their guitars, and they would play Christmas carols. And my mom would play piano, and we would all, sing carols around the piano and the guitars and stuff.
The guitars.
And then the kids would go to bed, and then all the aunts and uncles and the older cousins would, put together all the toys that needed to be put together, the Santa Claus toys and stuff.
And when they were
late,
all sitting around with their guitars, did they sing that song? I pulled out my paper boat, I floated it down.
Yeah, exactly. That was one of the favorite ones.
In L.A.
Grandma would be in the kitchen baking pies. She would be baking homemade, chocolate pie, coconut cream pie, pumpkin pie, pecan pie, everybody's favorite pie.
Lots of pies.
Everybody's favorite pie she
chess
made.
Pie. Yes, she made chess pie. She made
and then in the
she
morning
made strawberry cheese
up.
Pie. She also made shepherd's pie, which technically isn't a pie, but it's a pie. It says
up. We would open our presents, and then we would have breakfast, and my grandpa would make me the coffee the way he'd put extra sugar in some coffee and give to me,
There you go, Adam. It's called Irish
teaspoon
coffee.
And, or a tablespoon. He'd let me sip some of his coffee, and then, and she'd make homemade biscuits and everything. And then, the festivities would start.
I feel like I should be playing background music today.
I mean, that is literally how my childhood
was.
So
this whole experiment where you begged people to call in was just so that you could talk about how idyllic your childhood Christmas was?
No, it wasn't. But I mean, that's mine. So now it sucks. Anyway, go right ahead.
What's let's go to our next one. We have a lot of these. It is amazing what happens when you twist people's arm like this. So let's go to our next one, which is David, that blue jeans guy. Let's hear what he has to say.
Hello, Daniel Ann. This is David, that blue jeans guy, calling in response to a remark that you made about having a Pride 48 get-together type event, not the Vegas thing, of course, for next year.
Yes, that'll be
Adam. There just happens to be a wedding going on September 10th of 2016 between myself and one Mr. Green Jeans, Paul, as you might know him.
Paul the Green Jeans guy.
That's a possibility, because there will be a reception, and, we might be able to figure out hotel.
Yeah.
Friday and Sunday, you're kind of on your own, but there is the wedding. I'm just saying.
So just one day.
Bye.
One day. Because it seems to me, what?
Where do they live?
In Michigan, I want to say, somewhere in the...
Oh, there's nothing to do there. I mean, what are we... We need to go to, somewhere where there's something to do. Come on now.
No, I'm just saying is it seems like that's not a great idea. Not because, of your wedding. I'm just saying that you seem like you wouldn't be available most of the time.
That's true.
You just wouldn't be. So you wouldn't really get to visit within it. That would be like hell, right? Hey, I invited everyone from Pride 48, but I'm too busy to actually talk to any of them. And I'm getting married and then immediately leaving for my my honeymoon. So I won't even hang around to see. You know what I'm saying?
Well, David, we should talk because Bill plays organ and I play trumpet.
That's right. So you could get a band at
We could play the wedding march.
You can get Joe Batanz to sing.
Yeah.
It'd be great. Well, let's go to our next call here, Adam. This one comes in from one Mr. Joe Zubia.
Hey, Daniel and Adam. And this is Joe in Austin. I'm calling with my, I won't say favorite Christmas memory, just my a Christmas memory.
No one will say favorite.
growing up, my mother came from Mexico and lived in the United States in a bus for a while before her family finally got established. And as a kid growing up, we would always actually for Christmas go back into Mexico and give money and clothes and used clothes to people who needed it. And we did that for a long time, and I still remember doing it. Towards the end, my mother made it a point for that me and my sister actually go and deliver the clothes. We would stay in the car and they would drop them off, but we were old enough to finally start handing out the clothes ourselves.
My God.
And so we cross into Mexico.
Wrote songs about
and
Joe.
Along the border, there's a railroad tracks that run right along the border. And along the railroad tracks, there was a whole bunch of basically a shanty town, a whole bunch of huts of just kind of displaced. They were actual Indians, as in Native American Indians, but they were just on the other side of the border, the Mexico side of the border. This is before the United States made a reservation for them on the U.S. side of it.
Right.
So we would go down there, and we had basically just boxes of clothes and old toys that we would give. And I remember handing it to some people, and they were just, they didn't know who we were. We, you know, it was just something that we would do. And just the graciousness of receiving just some random act of kindness.
This is like another country song.
Awesome. And to this day, I still, at work, we try to adopt families, and I still participate in the act of giving during Christmas. Oh, to not
so, how do I get adopted? How do I, others, so. I need to know how I get adopted.
That's something I still remember doing, and I kind of still do today. Hope you have a good holiday, and thanks for everything you do. Bye.
Merry Christmas. No, that's wonderful. We have, well, a lot of times we would do an angel tree where I used to work, and I would get a couple of children, or I would, you know, I would take a couple of the things off there and buy presents for them, and then take them and put them under the tree for the angel tree. And then, you know, where I work now, we do donation, like toys for tots and stuff like that. So
actually,
I will give
Walmart credit for one thing that they do, which is if you have an extra $50-$60 at your Christmas time, mm-hmm. and you feel like, you know, being a nice guy, whatever, you can actually go to the Walmart customer service counter.
Yep.
And you can say, I would like to apply this $60 to somebody's layaway. Your Christmas layaway thing, and they will do it for you anonymously, and you will help out someone in a truly Secret Santa kind of a way. So just kind
that
of
that is true. Yeah. We will do that.
Yep.
I won't, but
you won't do it, so I can't give you the
not me personally. Yeah, I have no way of doing that. Sorry.
I can't say, hey Adam, take this $60.
No.
Yeah. By the way, thank you, Adam, for the GoPro. That was very nice of you to give me the GoPro. For
right. You're borrowing that.
Really?
Borrowing that. Wow. Yeah.
But I took a picture of the plane taking off and everything. Let's get to our next one. We only have two more, Adam. So this will be our penultimate call. This one comes in from one Joe Batanz.
Hello, Dubious Intent Plus. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
And I wanted to share with you my favorite Christmas story.
Okay.
My favorite Christmas memory that I can remember actually has very little to do with Christmas.
Really?
It has to do with the first time I ever went to group therapy, gay men's group therapy.
Jeez.
And when I went because I was really, really upset because I had to move, and it was literally the hardest thing I ever had to do in my entire life. Like, I had never moved as an adult before, and I moved in as like a young man with like a suitcase and a stacked, you know.
Now you don't even have a home, right? Now you're just homeless, so it's like.
And then I had to move. I built a life in this one place I'd live, and it was very difficult. Yes. So anyway, I go to group therapy, and it's my turn. You know, all these gay guys are telling their story, like, oh, you know. I can't. My partner wants to have kids. I don't have kids. Or,
sounds very lesbian,
I think my
actually.
My boyfriend's cheating on me and all these real problems. And then I go on and I tell this story about a movie. Like, you guys had a problem. I had to move. And I told this whole story about moving and how it was the worst thing that ever happened to me in my entire life.
Right.
And everyone was listening, and the therapist goes next.
Right.
And this guy, his name was Chuck, and he had a long white beard. He goes, okay, thanks, Joe. My name's Chuck, and this is my first time here, too. My partner just recently died of AIDS, and we used to play Santa Claus. That's what I did for a living. I'm retired now, but I used to make a little extra money at Christmas time playing Santa Claus. And he used to do the same thing as we did together. We were both Santa Claus. We mm-hmm. both played Santa Claus.
Right, yeah.
He just died of AIDS, and I have AIDS, too, and I miss him so much, and my biggest fear is that there's no one left to take care of me. Both of our families rejected us, and now I'm just all alone, and will probably die alone. But if you need help moving, Joe, I have a truck. That is my favorite Christmas memory. Like I said, it's only tangentially related to Christmas, but that's my favorite memory.
Exactly.
Goodbye. Yeah.
This is also not Christmas related, but it was like one day I was out at work because program department typically goes to lunch together when at my old companies. But we're at work and I had a shirt on that had a gay flag on it or something like that. And one of the people in the store saw it and she's like, hey, I really like your shirt. And, you know, they were extra nice to me and whatnot. And my straight coworker's like, it's like you guys have a secret handshake or something. Like, you know, kind of one of those things where it's like, I know there's been many times in my life that I've gotten things only because I was, you know, gay and the person giving to me was gay. Like that sense of little community thing there. So there you go. And that all started with that generation that was just, you know, kind of the thing. We lost a lot of them to AIDS, but it was a great generation. Anyway, here we go. Let's go to our last voicemail. This one comes in from the one and only friend of the show, Smelly El Topo. Let's see what this is.
Hello, Adam. Hello, Daniel. This is Tappy Danielle with
Tappy.
Christmas memory for you and your little audience. Now, I've had many a Christmases, dears.
Yes.
But none were as memorable as the one I had when I was a little girl and lived with my parents on the banks of Plum Creek in Pickle Hollow. Our winters were frightfully cold back then. And I remember waking up early on the day before Christmas. I sprung out of bed to do my morning chores, which usually involved, milking the cows or skinning a couple of barn cats, you know. I stood there in my bare feet on the wood floor upstairs.
But she didn't use glue traps.
In my little gown, nightgown, and my little kerchief thing that I wore on my head, because that's what we did back then. And I noticed how warm it was. Unusually warm, especially for winter. I crept down the ladder to the first floor and went up to my father, who was sitting next to the fire, and I said, "Why is it so warm, Pa?" That's what I called my daddy.
Pa.
Yeah, Pa. And Pa said to me, "Well, child, it snowed so much last night that the house was covered with snow right up to the roof. Ooh. And the reason it was so warm is that the snow was acting as insulation from the cold." Can you imagine? Well, Pa opened the kitchen door, which thank goodness opened inwards, or we would have been in trouble. And there in front of my bewildered young eyes was a wall of snow. We really were buried. Well, Ma and Pa knew exactly what to do.
Because you called her Ma.
They tied up my arms and hands with some old animal skins with some twine and gave me a couple of old tins. Mm-hmm. And then my father scooped me up in his arms so that my head and arms were facing that wall of snow outside the door.
Hold on.
Pa yelled, "Dig, girl, dig!" And I started spinning my arms like a whirling dervish. Well, we had plowed a path to the outhouse in no time at all. It was so wonderful relieving our bowels that morning. Such memories, such memories. Well, we eventually plowed a new tunnel to the barn, where we found a couple more cats, and we threw them on the fire, and the oil from them lasted for 7 days and seven nights, which constituted our own little miracle Chinooka.
Yeah, Chinooka.
On Christmas Day, we burned our little Christmas tree to stay warm and ate the popcorn and cranberries off it to stay alive. Such memories. And that's the story of my most memorable Christmas, the storm of 1907. Well, this is Tappy Danielle from the Smellcast saying, make sure you snuff out all the candles on your tree. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, everyone.
Aww.
All right, bye-bye now.
Thank you, Aunt Tappy.
Thank you.
The snowstorm of 1907, that would make Aunt Tappy...
Really
it would make
old.
Aunt Tappy 120, assuming that she was 10 years old when they strapped metal accoutrements to her limbs and made her swirl like a whirling dervish. That would make her like 100. Tappy looks quite good for 120.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm just saying. Thank you, Aunt Tappy. That was so nice of you to do. I wish Tappy would have called, but, can't have it all, I guess. Adam, you've already told your favorite Christmas moment. You know what my favorite Christmas moment was?
What?
It was the one on our Christmas episode where we finished playing all those phone calls.
3, 2, 1.
That was your. No, I really enjoyed those.
I did too.
We hardly ever get phone calls, and I thought that would be a nice thing.
That's not true. We get a lot of phone calls. They're just usually death phone calls. But
that's true.
When you listen to other shows, I will say this, Adam, you and I are blessed in the sense that when you listen to other shows, we tend to get more phone calls than a lot of other shows. So
we do.
Even when you say, like, people don't call us, we get a lot of people calling us. And we appreciate each and every one of you.
They just like death.
No, I'm saying we get regular calls it's rare that we don't play the context segment for a... Look at, like, Catching Up. Catching Up never has a contact segment. No one ever writes them or calls them.
Is that because they
Look at Big Fatty Online.
Don't get any?
Big Fatty Online will sit there and sit on phone calls for like a week because they're so precious to him. He like literally he just played like, you know, the and now he's on vacation, right? So he's not, he can't even finish out the December contest. So I've got like 5 phone calls for that December contest somewhere in the back room at the Fat Villa, just stacked up somewhere collecting dust because now he's gone for the rest of the month. I will never win that undisclosed prize, Adam. That's all I'm trying to tell you.
I know that's really wearing on you. That's really
it is.
You are stressed out about
it's
that.
Like you obsessing over that gift card that you didn't win on the show that you lost.
That's right. You know, you didn't put up a Christmas tree. Do you do any other decorations? Like, I don't know, mistletoe or anything like that?
No.
Anything in your house at all?
No. Because, you know, although I have my fair share of gentleman callers coming through here, I don't put up the whistletoe.
The mistletoe.
I don't put up the whistletone because they're like, hey, that's Mariah Carey's gig. What are you doing with that? Why would you have a whistletone in your house? That makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. And I'd be like, oh, I read it on the script wrong. I don't have mistletoe in my house because, you know, Adam, kissing just wastes time. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line. 2x2 DI Plus, that is 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. And by the way, Adam, I would just like to say this. I just hung up on Adam. I tried to move his window over, and I just hung up on Adam. Right here on the old shoe. Right here on the old shoe. I hung up on Adam. I'm so sorry about that. Hello? So sorry?
What would you like to say?
You know what I wanted to say? I wanted to say that my apologies to Carmel if she's actually Jewish. Otherwise, I stand by that opening. Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.